Hour 3, Monday edition, Terry Maxwell Show. It's on AM 1560, FM 97.7, and for real America and the rest of the world, it's KNZR.com. And now, the host of the show.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Monday. It's a little after 5 o'clock. And, of course, we have Dr. Jan Mensink from the practice here to join us. Welcome.
Hey, it's good, I'm here.
It's good to see you. Good to see you. And this is perfect. You want to talk about COVID-19. And, you know, during the break, we were talking a little bit about Dr. Richard Bartlett and me having him on the program last Friday.
Interesting.
He's trying to set the world on fire with what he thinks he's discovered and all the patients he's treated with no deaths.
Terry,
it's amazing.
Terry,
it's the same thing you've been talking about.
Yeah, I have 1,000 patients. I had no one die. Now it is still a serious thing if you've got immune system issues and you get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to minimize it, all right? But we had nobody die yet.
Yeah.
All right? Seriously.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Right. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about COVID-19. What's the relationship between COVID and diet?
Terry, a whole bunch of things are coming out. Just kind of neat things in the last couple of weeks, all right? We're learning much more about COVID, all right? That's sort of the bottom line. And one of the things we found, and we found it in our practice too, all right? But half my patients, their blood pressure's up, they're gaining weight because of COVID, all right? Mm-hmm. And it's not only me, it's around the world. I mean, they found this. This is just natural. It's happening. I don't know if natural is the right word, but it's happening. It's just so common, all right?
It's a side effect of what's happening.
Side effect of what's happening, all right? And really, it's a side effect of the anxiety over the COVID, all right? There's a Dr. Drew Ramsey, professor of psychiatry at Columbia University, that 2 weeks ago put out just an interesting paper and a discussion about diet and COVID from a psychiatric point of view. And I thought we'd go over it today. I mean, we've talked a lot about these other things before, all right? But
right.
But you know me, I like things that are cheap, safe, a little downside, to the upside. I like things that people out there can do. They don't have to see me about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
is a
do
list.
Do all these things first, then if you still need help, then call you.
Yeah, well, you come first. See you. But no, I'm serious. These are things you can do yourself, mm-hmm. all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they do a lot more. They're just good health benefits and things like that. And what we're finding is that, careful how I say this, it's sort of like we've had these six things we do that we'll probably go over later in the show. And we've had, I have 1,000 patients all in the right risk group, I haven't had nobody die. Now, I don't want to minimize it if you get it and if your immune system isn't good. This is very serious. Okay, that's the last thing I want to do. But there, what this professor published, and mm-hmm. the kind of the neat thing about it, what the psychiatrists are finding is that the anxiety that's been produced from the COVID, all right? And there's a lot of anxiety. I mean, you know that. I know that. I see this, all this anxiety and fear, which is now turning to anger, which kind of bothers me. But there's just been so much anxiety, and it's changing. And so here's the first things they noticed, okay? And they've done studies, and we empirically know this. I mean, every doctor in town, I'm sure, will tell you this, who's been watching. But because of the anxiety, people are eating comfort foods. You know, this quotes the junk, foods, all right? Chips, high sugar for content foods, ice cream.
Alcohol.
Alcohol. No, Terry, serious.
Oh, no, I'm serious too.
We don't think of it, describe it as a comfort food. It is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. In fact, I saw a patient this morning that has been drinking heavily for years, okay? And stopped. We had her stop, and usually we have them stop Sunday, mm-hmm. and we see them every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, every day to follow up with Sure. With a withdrawal and all right, and make sure that they don't go into actual DTs withdrawals, because if you that happens, you have no insurance, you lose your home kind of thing. So we just see him every day, but she had been seen by Dr. Murphy. I think she stopped Wednesday, and she was seen Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then is over the withdrawal issues. All right, but she has tremendous anxiety, and really. People use alcohol and narcotics and other drugs to cover up the anxiety so they don't have to deal with it.
Self-medicating.
And, yeah, they're self-medicating. And I tell people, I have to see you without the alcohol and without the drugs to see how the real you is. Mm-hmm. And it's a terrible thing to say. But I had no clue how much anxiety and serotonin problems there were in this lady until I saw her this morning.
Yeah,
I went. Oh my gosh! Oh, my, you know, there's a
we got major overhaul, problem.
And
here,
I had no clue talking to her the first time. I didn't twig. You know, you don't because it's being covered up. All right, and they're self medicating, and the hard part, Terry. Okay, these patients they all know this, and they know that if they take a Xanax or something like that, they're going to feel better. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand. There's two issues with that. Number one is that if you do that, they'll feel better, but you substitute one addiction for another, extremely high. Number two is the second issue when you do that and treat those things like that, is that you end up, all the minor tranquilizers depress even even make it slower for the serotonin levels to come back up with Prozac and the antidepressant type serotonergic medicines. So you're just delaying the inevitable. You know what I mean? And so if you can get by without it, okay. And this patient's actually starting to get better after just 3 days or 6 days. It's better to hang off and not go there. All right?
Right.
But it is not easy. And probably the biggest thing is these patients have to believe in the doctor that they're going to be okay, all right? Because they're afraid to hang on because they don't really often see the light in the tunnel at the end of the tunnel kind of thing. But anyhow, there's all these what's really happening, Terry, is that there's in the last few weeks, it's coming out. There's more and more things we're starting to realize about COVID and how much these anxiety is changing the risk factors to get it and make it worse.
Yeah.
All right.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You're afraid you're going to get it. Next thing you know, you get it.
Terry, the more anxiety you have about it, mm-hmm. the more it lowers your immune system.
Right.
The better chance you have you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. And it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. All right. So I thought we'd go over today what these this professor went over. All right. There's 11 things he brought out, okay?
Okay.
And I thought
let's go after them.
We go over it, all right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of neat. And to a certain extent, it's sort of, we can pat ourselves on the shoulder. Many of them are what we're doing, all right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of good to say, yeah, we've been on the right track, all right? But this is coming out, and it's kind of neat, all right? Because we're learning, and people are looking and saying, holder, this is what's happening. And that's amazing.
Yeah. 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 Okay. So he has 11 things that he suggests.
Okay. Yes.
Or
these are
suggestions for reducing your anxiety.
Well, yeah.
Is it specifically anxiety for COVID or just anxiety in general?
Anxiety in general, but specifically for COVID. We now have studies showing that these things are helping with COVID, the immune system. All right.
Makes perfect sense.
A month ago, kind of thing. All right.
Yeah.
But these foods are literally helping the immune system so that you don't get such bad COVID, or you don't get the bad things with COVID, which you can die from. Seriously.
Yeah. Larry, can we take a break? Can we take a break? No. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's take a break. I wasn't sure because our. Our computer on the other side is not being very kind to us.
The numbers are not there.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break. Then we'll be back with Dr. Jan Mensink of The Practice.
Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck. And now, New
News First with local news for Bakersfield and the entire county. That's a winning combination on KNZR. And now, here's Terry Maxwell.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. Hope you are enjoying. That's wide world of sports.
No, that is the Olympic opener from NBC.
No, I thought.
I do have the wide world of sports. If you want that.
Oh no.
Yeah,
I've heard it way too many times when I was growing up.
Yeah.
So
the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
A defeat, yeah. And when that guy comes off the ski jump. Yeah. That was awful. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the 11 things that come out of this article, Dr. Menzik, you were telling me about how you've got a lot of companies right now that are very interested in the practice because they're finding that they're saving a lot of money, which I think anybody would be interested in.
Terry, probably the thing that's been most amazing to us for companies, all right, is some companies, not every company, by the way, but many companies, all right, especially who have had a large workman's comp costs, all right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take much. You know, you have one case that goes bad and you got a lawsuit. You just, you know. But here's what we're finding. The bottom line, I don't do workman's comp, all right? But many patients, 99% of all injuries, okay, that occur, even if they don't occur at work, or they do occur at work, all right? Mm-hmm. But first of all, if they can come to the practice, they can come, there's no copay, there's no deductible, they can walk in and be seen. All of a sudden, the workman's comp fraud goes away because, you know, they hurt the back on Saturday or Sunday. They don't bring it up on Monday. They come and see me. It's done, all right?
Right.
So it gets rid of fraud, okay? But the second thing that we have find happening, all right, and this is very important, they come and we see them, and we have our way of dealing with things, and very preventative in nature. But more important than that is, Mr. Smith, your employer, your employee, essentially, let's say he injures himself or does something. All right, he comes to see me. All right, and I'll tell him, look, Mr. Smith, this is not. I don't do workman's comp. I am glad to see you and treat you. All right, I'm glad to see you. All right, I'm just because I happen at work, I don't mind. I'm glad to see you, but I'm not going to do your workman's comp for you. All right, and once you see me, you can't go back later and say it was workman's comp. You throw those rights away, kind of thing.
Right.
99% of the time, Terry, they say, "Oh, doc, you look after. It's not worth it. You look after. I don't want to do workman's comp."
Right.
And all of a sudden, the employer's workman's costs go way, way down. We have employers that are saving more money on workman's comp costs, more than pay for the $99 a month for the practice.
Right.
And it becomes a win-win, all right? And that's where it's been really, these employers are, it's been amazing, all right? Yep. Now, we didn't realize years ago that would happen, all right? We had no clue, really. But if you're an employer and your workman's comp costs are out of whack, need to do that. Think about it. You've got
people at the office that can talk to them about that.
Talk to them about that. We have our own two people who are, I was going to say board certified. That's not the right word to say, but have their medical insurance licenses that partner with us to help. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we can go through your we'll send one of our insurance people over, go through your insurance issues and look, does the practice make sense for you? All right, and is it better to use a practice with a high deductible, and we can with very little risk profile changes?
Well, it never hurts to at least have them come and take a look at it.
So, if you're a company and you, especially over 10 employees, I mean, there's amazing savings that can be done. Just literally amazing. The second thing that happens, Terry, is that a lot of companies don't offer any medical insurance.
Yeah. Restaurants.
Yeah, but once you do, all right, what we are finding with these employers, once you offer medical insurance, all right, for your employees, all right, these employees become very, very, very loyal. Mm-hmm. Because to them, that's a big thing. If you don't have Medi-Cal or you don't have any insurance and you offer the practice is not insurance. I don't want to give
it's a medical plan.
But it's a medical plan that literally for $99 a month, we cover 92% of your medical care, all right, in a concierge environment. That's amazing what we can do. All right, literally, Terry, these employees, they become very, very loyal because they don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's literally amazing. But again, we're getting sidetracked. We're going to talk about this anxiety.
Go ahead. Let's talk about anxiety and the 11 things that were out of this article.
Terry, the thing that really struck me, we've known about many of these things with anxiety in general, but now we know. Here's what we do know now in the last 2 weeks, since this came out. But mm-hmm. now we know that these things not only work for anxiety, but they are also helping to decrease the COVID risk and help the immune system against COVID. We didn't know that before. And mm-hmm. this is just now in the last
it makes sense.
3 weeks, a month, it's starting to come out.
You know, right.
And that's kind of what the breakthrough is with this, all right? We've known a lot of these things. But we now know it's effective for COVID, all right? That's probably the message, all right? Number one is, we've talked about comfort food, all right? And they're usually not healthy. But when you think you're going to eat something, comfort food, all right? Substitute fresh berries or something like that to help,
mm-hmm.
or fresh veggies. Or, use your creativity. You would know this because I don't know much about cooking. I married a home ec teacher, so I wouldn't have to do that. But anyhow, you can even make mac and cheese with kale, and it's apparently very nutritious. I didn't even know that kind of thing.
Right.
But what you want to think in your mind is two things. I want to get rid of bad snacks. I want to think. Oh, take something healthy. Oh, all right.
Snacks should go out the window right now.
Number two, every time you eat a snack in between meals, there's a few people need to do that. 99% don't need to do this. Okay.
Right.
All right. Every time you do that, it changes your glucose intolerance and makes it easier for you to have your immune system go bad. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is, they've found a large correlation with immunity with COVID with increasing your nutrient density of your foods, all right? What that means is eating less junk food, right? Just as a short way of saying it, right? You want to take away, get rid of chips and eat, I don't know, maybe kale chips or things that are what we call nutrient-dense foods, all right?
Nutrient-dense foods.
Nutrient-dense foods. That's things like berries.
Yeah, Does McDonald's have any nutrient-dense foods?
I would probably... I don't want to say anything against McDonald's, but that's not really where you want
your
to
standard,
go.
Your standard drive through sort of a...
No, that's not what we're talking about.
I just want to clarify that for people. Just because it's a hamburger doesn't mean it's dense food.
By the way, my wife and I went out to... well, I won't say where, but we're on the way back from L.A. to pick up our son-in-law from LAX yesterday, and we stopped at our restaurant eating... A pretty fancy place. It was quite mm-hmm. expensive. And my wife had a vegetarian burger. Apparently, it was terrible. She ate it. We paid a fortune for this crazy. I think it
was. Oh, man.
It was terrible. Anyhow, second thing is substitute what we in the nutritional and medical community and we call superfoods, all right?
Right.
But, things like blueberries, all right? They're full of these anthocyanins. These are often called brain foods, all right, because they cross the brain-brain barrier and they help with dementia issues. But we now know that these superfoods are also good for helping with coronavirus immunity issues.
Okay.
Okay? That's we didn't know that
two or 3 weeks ago. It strengthens the immunity system.
And it helps you fight or make sure that you don't get the coronavirus kind of thing. All right?
So even though the immune system hasn't recognized coronavirus, if it's strengthened, then it doesn't necessarily.
It makes it less chance that you're going to get in trouble when you get it.
It just means what?
You're going to be like a kid, all right? Kids have good immune systems.
Sure.
They don't get coronavirus. We've had two kids die of coronavirus in the whole of California, all right?
Yeah.
Two kids with immune system issues. I was going to say it'll make you like a kid. That's not true.
I was thinking more like the gates of the fort.
Yeah.
Or higher when you do that.
Exactly. All right? Seafoods that are... We now know that foods... high in long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, like fish, shellfish, things like that, are very good at helping the immune system fight coronavirus. We mm-hmm. didn't know that a month ago, all right?
What about the omega-3 oils and things like that?
Exactly. long chain omega 3s. That's what does it. Okay.
You don't necessarily have to have like the fish or anything like that, but if you take a supplement that's got the omega 3 in it.
I'm a big fan, Terry. You know me of for most things, you're going to take eat the regular thing. You know, whether we like it or not, and I don't like to say this, but to eat healthy, it costs more. All right. I wish it weren't so, but you know you. Like we go, my wife goes every week to Costco and buys these big boxes of, or I don't know, the plastic containers of raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know?
So do we.
And it's expensive, all right. And so it's harder if your dollars are tight. I understand that, but in the long run, you're better off eating the natural food than taking a supplement.
But let me point this out to everyone right now, and it's right in front of your face, and you don't see it. If you aren't buying the snacks, and
you will have enough money to do.
You'll have enough money to do all this other stuff.
It's good you said that, Terry. I just look at the. You know, we have studies showing the amount of money you spend on coffee. You could. It's crazy. We don't realize what we're doing with these things. No. That's so true. Truck drivers, by the way, have a lot of problems with these areas. Seriously, a lot of troubles. Mm-hmm. All right. So we've talked about seafoods. A diet high in leafy green vegetables, all right? These are some of the most nutrient-dense foods available, by the way. You know, spinach, kale, dark brown lettuce, things like that.
I was going to say red lettuce, green lettuce.
Yes, all that kind of stuff.
Anything but iceberg.
We'll leave that one. but essentially, these are nutrient-dense foods. We now know that these nutrient-dense foods like that help lower the risk. I suppose that's the right way to say it, or make you better able to handle and deal with the coronavirus. All mm-hmm. right, we didn't mm-hmm. realize that a couple of months ago. All right, blue potatoes, Terry.
Well, it's got the same thing as the blueberries.
Exactly.
Same chemical.
People don't realize this. All right, but it has the same. What makes it blue is that anthocyanins that make it blue. The same thing as the blueberries.
And those blue potatoes are small.
Yeah.
And so you just have one of those.
It's like a big red blueberry.
Yeah. Can we put anything on it? I mean, we're going to cook it, right?
Yeah. Put a little bit of butter on it.
A little butter? Like okay.
But literally, blue potatoes, we now have evidence showing that helps coronavirus.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Wow. Kind of thing. All right?
I'm changing what I'm going to have on the side on Sunday nights.
I know. I think Winco and Costco and all these places should be giving me a discount on blue potatoes. But anyhow, all right, number seven that they found, all right, that helps with the coronavirus, all right, fermented foods, all right? And we've known this a long time.
Like sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut, yogurt, kefir, kimchi, things like that.
What about the unfiltered apple cider?
Apple cider, that comes sort of in the same line. It's a little bit, function is a little bit different. Okay. I don't know if that is, if there's anything recent about that. I didn't look up at that about with coronavirus. Okay. But that is the same idea, right? It's good for you. Yeah. But I don't know, we have, not that I know of, but I haven't looked at everything.
But it'd be using a vinegar, so.
Yeah, but I don't know if that helps coronavirus.
Got it. All right.
Number eight, zinc. All right, everybody has heard about zinc, all right?
Yes.
But zinc and selenium, all right? But zinc. And it looks like zinc has a lot to do with boosting the immune system in conjunction with vitamin D. We'll get to that in a bit. With boosting the immunity in the nasal passages, which is the entrance for most of the coronaviruses, right?
Yeah.
That's wow.
Only 99.9% of the coronavirus entrance is through the nose.
Yeah.
Of course. They should have known that because it was
that's
airborne.
The regular.
It's airborne.
Yes.
This idea that clean the surfaces. Yeah, right.
Well, that doesn't. We now know it's airborne. It's a totally. No, don't get me wrong. If you've got it and you're coughing and sneezing, damn it, you better wear a mask, please.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure now that we know it's airborne, it really makes that much difference with the other things. All right. But that's the time will tell. The research is still kind of iffy on that. But there's a lot of issues there that I think it's been more used as a political statement. Than not, but that's I don't want to go there, Terry.
I agree.
All right, the other thing that the omega fatty acids, not only the omega 3s, but all of the long chain omega fatty acids, especially in fishes,
fish.
Boy, we now know help with the coronavirus with humidity. Okay. All right, that's kind of neat. Number 10, vitamin D3. I've been, we are very aggressive with this. In fact, I saw a patient today that we went over his labs. All right, mm-hmm. His D3 level is 14. All right,
should be.
I want your D3 levels above 80, between 80 and 100.
Right.
Because at that point, above 80 and 100, the immune system goes through the roof. The risk of getting COVID goes way, way down. And it has to do with the D3 receptors in the nasal passages.
Is there a D3 that you would take and you'd only use it once a week?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
But that's D3. There's a 50,000-unit capsule that you take once a week. All right. Mm-hmm. It was made for nursing home patients, really, years ago, all right? And it's still available. It's actually pretty reasonable. There are ways of – we use that 50,000-unit capsule in a special way for our patients to load them, all right? It's
right.
Not something you do on your own, okay? A doctor has to –
Yeah,
to
because
sure
you loaded my wife Paula with D3.
D3. But there's ways of loading it to get your levels up fast instead mm-hmm. of 6 months. Probably the key is there has to be no kidney and liver issues. And number two is you have to make sure you have about enough vitamin K2. But that should not be done high like that unless you have a doctor, all right?
Okay.
And if your doctor knows what they're doing, it's very safe. But you need it.
But primarily, you'd like to see people take, what, 10,000 international units?
To keep your level above
80,
between 80 and 100, it takes for the – we have studies showing it takes for the average person 9,600 units per day.
Right.
To do that, to keep maintain that, all right? Again, you have to, to use those high doses, your doctor has to look to make sure there's no other issues, all right? There are mm-hmm. just some nutrient binding things. Like if you have troubles with, absorption issues and you've got mm-hmm. short bowel syndrome, things like that, you may want to watch that.
And are you on number 11?
Number 11 is the last
And then
one.
Let's take a break.
Okay. Number 11 is... This is to me is just amazing because you know I'm a big believer in this. We now have studies showing that fasting, intermittent fasting, is helping. That ketosis is helping to build up the immune system to help prevent COVID. Even a fast, intermittent fasting. That's oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be the 3 day. It can just be one day a week.
Yeah.
Good, because that's what you told me to do, and I've been doing it ever since. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Dr. Jan Mensink from the practice. We'll be right back and continue our talk on COVID-19 and the things that you can do to boost your immunity.
The new KNZR stickers are here. Get one and stick it. It could make you a winner.
Okay, everybody. Hey, we do not have a lot of time left, so we want to make sure that we go over the six things that Dr. Mensink has got.
What we do in our patients. I have 1,000 patients.
What he's doing with his patients.
Nobody's died yet, okay, from coronavirus.
Right. Right.
And it's very serious if you get it. I mean, first thing, number one is we keep their D3 levels above 80, all right?
Right.
Number two, we give them iodide because amazing things with the immune system when you do that.
Okay.
All right. Number three, we use our multivitamin. You can use others, but ours is specifically made so it has the correct amount of vitamin K2, zinc, and selenium. All right. It's got a bunch of other things. But we give them a multivitamin with that. Number four, we have them take a teaspoon of honey 3 times a day, raw honey, uncooked.
Right. All right. And at Costco, I'll do a plug for Costco, they have Valley honey.
Oh, really?
Valley honey. So you can actually
that's better, by the
take
way.
That because then it'll help your immune.
Yeah.
Or your
allergies and all that
your
kind
allergies,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. No, that's a good point. All right. Number two, a teaspoon of raw minced garlic, mm-hmm. all right, 3 times a day. And then we have them do vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams twice a day. And you do actually, tell them what you do. I mean,
I take 4,000 twice a day.
Yeah.
The reason is because Linus Pauling, who I actually got to hear a lecture from him, and he actually talked to me.
Wow.
He was an icon to me. He was the one that came up with the idea that, every animal makes its own vitamin C, and they make, for a 70-gram person, that would be equivalent to 8 milligrams or eight grams of vitamin C every single day.
8,000.
And that and he his studies weren't very good, but his studies showed that there was a decrease in the amount of colds he had, that improved things, and we're finding that even though his research wasn't good, his studies weren't. He was right on.
Yeah. The other thing, Terry, do you mind if I just mention what we want to talk about Wednesday?
Yeah, give him a tease. Okay, this is going to be great. I'm
Terry,
looking so forward to this.
Terry, something happened. We're going to talk about dementia. All right, we've talked about dementia, but in a different way. There's some new things coming out. Actually, in the same way we've talked about COVID-19.
COVID-19,
here's what got me interested in this. Terry, they've done studies where they've done fecal fat or fecal stool transplants on mice, and they're curing their dementias, all right? Mm. Now, what does that mean? They essentially take stool from somebody else, put it up their rectum, all right? And we do this for patients with some gut biome issues. But this is being done in mice and rats right now, and it's curing their dementia. It's breaking the research world going upside down, saying, what is going on here? So we're going to talk about some of these weird things that are happening about dementia. I'm not saying that you should do this. All right, this is research yet.
Okay.
It's amazing.
If that doesn't...
Fecal stool transplants for dementia.
If that doesn't inspire you to listen on Wednesday, I don't know what else you could possibly say. But
it's wild, Terry.
I'll be here and I'll be enjoying our conversation. Thank you, Dr. Mensing. Always great to have you on.
Best of all, everybody.
Okay, we're going to be right back. You listen to the Terry Maxwell Show here on KNZR, AM 1560 and FM 97.7.